This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
When Dave DeRose graduated high school in 1973, his father told him to go to college, get a nice white-collar job. But he went to work for a union plumbing shop as a shop boy and general helper. Years later, armed with a master's plumber's license, a friend offered to sell him his HVAC refrigeration customers. He made the deal, found himself a business owner. His new book, The Principles of Business, Understanding What Makes a Business Successful and Valuable to Society, is a guide to starting and running a successful business. He shares what he did wrong and what he did right. The lessons he learned over three decades of operating a business and achieving success without a college degree. Dave DeRose, author of The Principles of Business, our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Principles of Business by Dave DeRose is a collection of things learned from 27 years in a contracting business in a small town in Colorado. All lessons that helped him to understand what made his business grow from a one-man plumbing HVAC contracting business to a business that employed as many as 15 with benefits for the employees and providing a vital service to the area. After completing an apprenticeship as a pipe fitter in a local power plant, also teaching apprenticeship classes for a short while, Dave later secured a master plumber's license, started a one-man plumbing and HVAC business while also working on commercial refrigeration. His business career led him to run for city council, serve as mayor for 6 years, as well as being on the founding board of a Boys and Girls Club, which expanded into a resort community some 40 miles away. Also involved in helping small business owners as he served on the board of a locally owned bank. Dave shares his lessons learned from over three decades of operating a business in his book, The Principles of Business. And Dave DeRose is our guest on This Week in America. Dave, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
This book is such a valuable tool for anybody thinking about starting in business. Where was the inspiration? When did you decide, boy, I've got three decades of this. I learned the hard way in some cases. I need to write a book. When did that idea begin?
Well, you know, I sold my business to an employee, and I realized that there were certain things that, even though he'd worked for me for many years, I couldn't impart to him, and I needed to write him down. So I began to kind of create a little manual. And then about a third of the way through that, I thought, boy, there's some stuff in here everybody needs to hear. So I decided to go ahead and turn it into a book. But most of these are just lessons on things that I wanted them to know, that these are things that I had experienced and why I did it that way and what had happened to me when I did it the wrong way, and some of the pitfalls, some of the rewards, and just basically the principles that I come to live by.
No, it's interesting. So a lot of the concepts you talk about in the book, The Principles of Business, those were real life for you. These were like trial and error probably in some cases.
Absolutely. Many of them were just, when you first start into business, you think you need to serve everybody, and pretty soon you figure out you can't serve everybody, and probably there are some people you don't really want to serve. So there's some of that in that book. There's talking about what you want to do if you have to make a change in courses. Training and discipline for an employee, that's extremely important. You can train and train and train, but if they never adopt the training you've given them, you haven't accomplished anything.
You know, that's interesting because you do focus on training and discipline. Let's talk about that. Is it the same for everybody, or is that a mistake that's made to think, okay, this is my training program, this will work for everybody? Because each individual brings different skills to the party. Does it vary from employee to employee?
Oh, absolutely it will. You know, there are some employees that maybe they graduated from high school with not much of a talent in mathematics, and yet they have to do mathematics in the industry I was in. And so many times I had to teach them how to do math. When they were laying out sheet metal programs and sheet metal parts to install in a job, mathematics is really heavy. So we had a lot of things we did. One of those was we purchased a computerized layout machine that basically taught them how to make sheet metal fittings. And that was something I really had to do. It didn't make any difference where they went to high school or what they had done in their past careers. Even if they were college graduates, they still had things they needed to learn.
Dave DeRose, our guest on the program, Googling that's capital DEROSE. The book is The Principles of Business. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. You can link on directly to Dave's Amazon site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The role of discipline as well. I'm sure that's something you learned early on as the manager, as the owner of the company. Talk about that in instilling discipline in your employees.
Well, I kind of always equate it to the same thing as coaching a young football team. You know, you can teach youth football and you can teach them how to block and you can teach them how to tackle and you can teach them how to take a handoff. But if you don't constantly practice that and that becomes a muscle memory discipline to them, they're never successful in that endeavor. And the same thing is true with, I think, any industry. If an employee needs a skill that they need to be able to do to provide a product to your company, then they're going to have to get to the point where that's second nature to them. And so I think that discipline in that training is as important as providing the training myself.
Talk about from the aspect of once you're a young guy, you decide you're going to buy the business. You do not go to college and get a degree in this. You will learn this by being out there. That's what makes your information that you have in the book, The Principles of Business, I think so realistic, is because you actually learned. It's not theory. This is what you actually learned. What was it like as you would bring in employees and you would send them out on a job and suddenly you realize I'm responsible for them. I need to make sure they have the training and the discipline to do the job right. I would assume difficult to find somebody you can turn loose and let them go do the job. You need to sort of be there in an oversight capacity.
Well, absolutely. I think one of the mistakes that are made is people will hire someone and turn them loose and never overlook what they're doing. And if you do that, pretty soon there's some pretty valuable mistakes. When I say valuable, I mean it's of value to the company and detrimentally. And so I look at many times I got to the point I didn't just look for a journeyman plumber or a sheet metal worker. I actually would hire someone of good moral character and hard work ethic, and then we'd put them into our system. And we built a lot of great mechanics that way, frankly.
I've talked to a number of people that in small business get frustrated with an employee. And then when you talk to them, it goes back to the owner because they never taught them properly. It's not always the employee's fault, is it, if they've not had that training?
No, it's not. And I think a failed employment scenario with any company is going to actually point back at the management to some extent, and
yes.
and even to the point of possibly they shouldn't have hired that person to begin with. But, you know, I didn't really go into that in this book real heavily, but I do kind of touch on it. And I really feel like the problem is young folks, that this is a country of opportunity, and young folks look at a business as though you just open up your business and everything goes great. And there's a lot of management that has to be done. And if you're not willing to commit your time and your efforts to managing that business, it won't grow and it will not be successful. So that's another side of this book that I wanted everyone that read it to look at is, do I really want to take this? Do I really want to take on this responsibility? Because it is a responsibility.
Talk about when you decided you're working for someone and you decided, I would like to take on that responsibility. What was that like, the thought process when you decided, this is really something I want to do? I will give it the attention. I will give it the time. I will give it the discipline. What was that like going through that process where you went from employee to owner?
Well, it was kind of a forced scenario. I was working for a plumbing company who had a cash flow problem, and he told me he did, and I explained to him I could solve that for him if he wanted me to, but he really just wanted to cut my wages 30%. And at that point in time, I carried his mechanical contractor's license, and I had a master plumber's license in my pocket, and all of our customers called me at home, not him. And so after I looked at that, I thought, well, what am I going to do here? I can't live on 30% less than what I'm making. And a friend of mine said, well, why don't you go in business for yourself? And he was in the HVAC refrigeration business. I ended up making a deal with him. He moved down to Grand Junction where I now live. And I stayed up there in Craig and started this business. And, you know, at the time he was going to cut my wages, it was going to go to right at $10 an hour. And I was a journeyman plumber that could weld and do refrigeration and HVAC. And I thought, well, that's a little light. So I went into business myself basically by being forced. I didn't really take the time that I hope people that read this book will do to look at whether I wanted to make that commitment or not. I didn't see any other way for me to make a living. And so that's why I did what I did.
Interesting. A matter of circumstances.
I learned doing that. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, a matter of circumstances then got you into this position, but you grabbed it. You were so successful for so many years in sharing that wisdom, the good and the bad of what you went through in the book, The Principles of Business. Dave D. Rose is our guest on the program. You touched on it before, service. You talk about in one of the chapters, service like your grandfather taught. Explain that. That's a valuable lesson.
Well, I was sitting in a local restaurant having breakfast with a friend of mine who ran the service department at our local Chevrolet dealership. And the server came up and never came back and asked us if we wanted more coffee. And we looked at each other and said, boy, they don't teach service like their daddy needed to. And then we realized this young person is probably their grandfather that would have taught that to him. And, you know, it's just something about the courtesy and the ability to, no matter what you do, whether it be waiting tables, doing plumbing, creating shows like yours, it has to be done with a sense of excellence, and it has to be done with a sense of service, or it doesn't operate well. And consequently, we left that restaurant that morning pretty frustrated, though we got fed, but we didn't get fed to the extent we'd have liked to have gotten fed. We never got checked back with, and I really wanted my employees, which I'd already kind of instilled that in my employees, that you need to make sure that your customer understands what you've done and they're happy with your service. And that, to me, is what makes you successful.
The book is called The Principles of Business. Dave DeRose is the author. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. What benefit for other business owners do you hope this book will address? It's very comprehensive. What are some of the other business owners that you hope will learn from this?
Well, I think anyone in any sort of a small business can take a look at some of these chapters, and though they may be written from my experience in the HVAC and plumbing industry, I think it would equate to anyone in any industry that wants to take a look at how they would grow their business. And my real bent is I'm a firm believer that young businessmen need to grow their business, and businesswomen need to grow their businesses to the point that they're of value to the community they're in, that they provide a service that no one else has ever provided at an excellence that no one else has ever tried to provide. And those young folks, and even older folks like myself, Once they've set that business like that, that makes the community a much stronger community. And I think that'll make our country a much stronger country.
In fact, I haven't read the subtitle. The name of the book is The Principles of Business, subtitle, Understanding What Makes a Business Successful and Valuable to Society. And as I read you a little bit of your background in the beginning, you really took that seriously, not only giving back in terms of the business and the excellence with the business that you were running, but being a part of the community. In fact, being mayor of the community for a while, serving on the board of a small bank. This was important to you to make the place better, wasn't it?
Yeah, I always felt like, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And I felt like the community richly gave to me in success of my business. And I needed to turn around and give back to the community in that way. And so consequently, I got involved in developing a Boys and Girls Club, which our community needed very much, which expanded 40 miles to the east into a resort community. And we also, in running for city council, that was a decision I made to do, and then spent 6 years as mayor there. You know, I always wanted us to make it a better place to live, and I firmly believe that we should look at making places that we deal with a better place to live when we're there.
And I'm thinking, being on the board of a small bank that services people in that community, that had to be not only, you know, an accomplishment in helping people, but give you some great insight into a bank, and not everybody that walks through the front door is worthy of getting a loan. What was that experience like? Because you were there ground level for a lot of businesses and letting them get started.
Absolutely. When we started the bank, there was a learning curve there that I could not even believe, but I was lucky in the fact that there was lots of other folks that really understood banking more than I did. And we also went through the period of time where Dodd-Frank and all the new bank regulations went down.
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't just go in and shake hands with your banker and he gives you a check for X amount of dollars or dumps it in your account anymore. It was serious look at whether or not you could repay that loan. And much like I wanted to see my plumbing business ran, our bank presidents, both in both communities, were very focused on helping local businesses and putting them in a measure of success, and not just making a loan and making the loan origination fees or the interest on the loan and just putting someone in business that probably might fail. They were there to help you be in business and help you succeed. And I felt like that was really important.
And all of that wisdom that Dave has, the 30 years, three decades of service running his own business, is in his book, The Principles of Business. Dave DeRose, our guest on the program. More with Dave DeRose, author of The Principles of Business, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Back with Dave DeRose, author of The Principles of Business. You talk about changing courses, and as I'm thinking about that, boy, that probably every day you have to change your course. Something you think you've got laid out is going to work this direction never seems to go that way. Talk about changing courses and the flexibility involved in that.
Well, no matter what business you're in, there's going to come a time when someone's going to come to you and say, you should sell this, or you should install that, or you should do this. And it may not be part of what your core value of the business is. In other words, it may be, here's a great example. It may be like doing water treatment systems. And I always took a look at that and decided we didn't have, at that point in time, the expertise or the manpower to tackle that part of the industry. Since then, the gentleman that's bought my business is doing water treatment and doing it successfully. But before you make that change, I've watched businesses that said, oh, I think I need to put up seamless gutters. And they went and bought a gutter machine and you know, spent thousands of dollars they didn't have and took out a loan. And it really never panned out to be a profitable venture for them. So I want people, when they look at changing courses, whether that be all of a sudden you're a plumbing company and you're going to open a sheet metal side, or you're a sheet metal company and you want to open an electrical side, all those course changes need to be looked at and make sure that you, A, have the personnel and the talent to run it, and B, that there is really a market for that and a profitable one. So changing courses, you're going to have to do that every day to some extent, but each one of those decisions has to be really weighed out. You need to really count the cost.
In the book, The Principles of Business, you talk a lot about relationships, and not just with customers that we've touched on briefly during the course of the interview, other contractors and suppliers. Talk about why that's so important and maybe overlooked often.
Well, when it comes to suppliers, and once again, no matter what business you're doing, if you're taking a product and reselling it, you're going to have someone that supplies that product to you. You don't want to just buy from a supplier that's just trying to make the sale today. You want to buy from a supplier that's got your best interests at heart, and you need to have his as well. And so consequently, I tried to start developing relationships with my suppliers and the general contractors I worked for and the other subcontractors, the electricians that may be on the job when we were on the job. And if there was a way we could make their life easier, I knew that at some point in time, they were going to be there when I needed my life made easier. And we created these relationships that, you know, if you will, we networked with all these folks. And that's kind of a big new word now, talking about networking. But we started doing that years ago, and it really paid dividends for me. The general contractors I worked for every day, they wanted me to make a profit, and they knew if I was there that I would help them make a profit as well. The general contractors that just wanted the cheapest price and they didn't really care whether you made money or not, I didn't work for them very often. I might work for them once or twice, but I usually didn't work for them again.
Dave DeRose, our guest on the program, his book is The Principles of Business, available wherever books are sold. You talk about stinking thinking Explain that. Explain that to us.
Well, I kind of was thinking about that one day. And now sometimes guys will get in their head. When I say guys, I mean guys and gals. But they'll get in their head something that they think is true, and it's not really true at all. And I thought about the old Stuart Smalley skits on Saturday Night Live, and they always were talking about that's just stinking thinking. And whether or not you feel like you're good enough to do this, whether or not you all of a sudden decide something else is crazy in our world and it's going to destroy your business, is all up to you, in my mind. There are going to be situations that are going to definitely affect your business in a negative slant. But overall, you can take that with stinking thinking and just blame somebody else and eventually lose your business or definitely be detrimental to your business. But if you can hold on to what you know to be the truth and keep that negative thought process out of your mind, it certainly makes it easier to run a business.
A few more minutes left in the program, going by so quickly. That's why you'll need to read Dave's book, The Principles of Business. He lays it out there, 30 years, what he went through to attain that level of success. How do you go about making good customers? And what do you do with bad customers? Because some will say there isn't such a thing as a bad customer. You just sort of suck it up and do whatever you need to. Talk about getting good customers and what to do with bad ones.
Well, I always felt like, and I'd heard it said many times, you have three or four levels of customers. One's your A customer that'll use you no matter what the price is and how bad you mess up a job, they'll use you again. And then there's the C customers who are always just looking for a price, and they're just there using you because you're the cheapest guy today, or they're using you because nobody else would be there. And we spend all of our time dealing with the C customer and very little time dealing with the A customer because we know that they're never going to leave us. And I'm a firm believer that we make good customers by that same relationship factor I talked about earlier, that we show them that we care about them, whether that be we send newsletters to them. When we show up, they want to see us come to their home, or when they come in the doors of your office or place of business, they want to be there, not because they feel like you're the only place that they can go to get that service, because they know that you have their best interests at heart as well. And I think that creates a relationship with your customers that is absolutely profitable to you as a business and profitable to them as someone who needing service. Those other customers, many times I found it was time to say, I can't help you. You need to find someone else to take care of that. And that worked well for me over those years.
Well, it certainly did. All of this is in Dave's book, The Principles of Business. One thing you talk about, which I think is so important, never put your spouse and family in harm's way. And talk about that, because I'm sure as times get tough and you've got a hard time collecting from somebody and you need to get the cash flow problems, it's pretty tempting to borrow money, maybe even put the house up, that type of thing, because you have confidence in yourself. How do you balance that so you draw that line between the business and the security of my family?
I don't know that there is a balance. You just have to make the commitment to never, ever put your primary residence up as collateral for your business, in my mind. And I was lucky in the fact that I never had to do that. And there were times I had some collection problems, but it wasn't ever to the point that I had to say, oh, I'm going to have to go take out a second mortgage on the house and maybe make us homeless. And I've watched a lot of folks do that over the years, you know, put everything up they had, and next thing you know, they can't make that payment, and now they don't have a house to live in. And I really think that that's a huge mistake. I think it's really important that the business become a business that will support you and itself, or it's not a business. It's a hobby. And hobbies are great things to have, but they aren't great things to try to make a living on.
So much of this information Dave shares in his book, The Principles of Business, Understanding What Makes a Business Successful and Valuable to Society. Dave D. Rose, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. Went by really quickly on the program. Dave, thank you so much for sharing all of this. Well done. Thank you for taking 30 years of wisdom and sharing it with everybody. It's going to be most helpful for people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.